News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, has been sentenced to 47 months in prison for tax evasion and bank fraud. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports, federal judge T.S. Ellis did not impose the sentence prosecutors were seeking.
Paul Manafort, in a wheelchair because of problems with gout, showed no visible reaction to the 47-month-long sentence. It stems from his work advising Ukrainian politicians and not from his work in the Trump campaign, a point stressed by White House counselor Kellyanne Conway.
There is no sentencing today that has anything to do with collusion with Russia in the campaign.
Manafort told the court he felt humiliated and ashamed, but the judge noted there was no apology. The former Trump campaign chairman still faces sentencing in the District of Columbia for a separate case for illegal lobbying. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is suing the president's company for failing to pay his legal bills. AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
Michael Cohen says the Trump organization promised to pay his legal bills, but it stopped after federal agents seized the papers of the former Trump fixer last spring. Cohen's lawsuit says he was paid $1.7 million to cover legal costs, but since the payment stopped around the time he raised the possibility of cooperating with prosecutors, he's run up another $1.9 million in legal bills. Cohen's scheduled to report to prison in May to start serving a 3-year sentence for tax crimes, lying to Congress, and campaign finance violations stemming from his role in hush money payments to Trump paramours. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Chinese government's top diplomat, the state counselor Wang Yi, said on Friday that trade talks with the United States had made substantive progress and that the two countries' relations should not descend into confrontation. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. For the second time in as many months, the U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday condemned hateful speech of all forms. This is in an attempt by Democrats to end a controversy over one of their own members' remarks deemed anti-Semitic by many. AP's Mike Gracia.
The yeas are 407. The nays are 23.
The vote in the U.S. House of Representatives was lopsided, with members passing a resolution condemning anti-Semitism and other bigotry. The vote was a response to recent comments from freshman Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, who suggested congressmen who support Israel have allegiances to both the United States and Israel. Before the vote, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said members may disagree sometimes,
but never questioning the patriotism or motivation of anyone with whom we serve.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
A top French cardinal announced his resignation Thursday after being found guilty of covering up pedophilia and a scandal involving a priest in his diocese. From Paris, Lisa Bryan has more on the verdict issued shortly after a landmark sexual abuse summit at the Vatican.
Indépendamment de mon sort personnel.
In a statement to the media shortly after being handed a 6-month suspended prison term, Cardinal Philippe Barbara said he would be submitting his resignation to Pope Francis within days. Barbara said independently of his personal fate, he wanted to express compassion for sexual abuse victims in his Diocese of Lyon. He said they and their families would be in his prayers.
Oui, je le confirme. J'assiste.
One of Barbara's lawyers, Jean-Félix Luciani, told French radio the cardinal would appeal the conviction. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
36 countries, including all 28 EU members, called on Saudi Arabia on Thursday to release 10 activists and cooperate with a UN-led investigation into the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at its Istanbul consulate. Francesca Lene reports to Reuters.
The detained women, some of whom campaigned for the right to drive, have allegedly been subject to electric shocks, flogging, sexual assaults, and other forms of torture.
We are particularly concerned about the use of the counterterrorism law and other national security provisions against individuals peacefully exercising their rights and freedoms.
The statement was also signed by Canada and Australia and marked the first move against the kingdom at the UN Human Rights Council since it was set up in 2006. Those in the non-signing camp included the USA, Turkey, Israel and Switzerland. There was no immediate Saudi reaction.
Reuters' Francesca Lene reporting. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my man. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vanney. Hot rocking sounds from across this great continent of Africa will be knocking on your doors today, so I want you to relax because today I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But today is very special. I say it is special because it's International Women's Day. And so we're going to have fun. You know, we're going to play music from great women in the continent that have been hitting the headlines. And of course, I've got three wonderful colleagues of mine. And I told you that women are dominating the scene today. So these three wonderful colleagues of mine, they're going to join me on the African Beat. I'll ask them to introduce themselves. I'll just start with...
Hello, David. This is Lenore Moudou. I am a host, a producer, and a health reporter here at Voice of America TV and radio.
Uh-huh.
Hello, David. Thank you for having me here. This is Fiona Wamai Nandudu from Uganda, and I am an Atlas Co-Fellow placed here at Voice of America with Swahili Service.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for having me, Mr. Vandy. This is Ayen Bior from the newest country in the world, South Sudan, representing. I'm a reporter here and co-host of Our Voices.
Yeah. You see what I'm talking about? I have Ayen, I have Fiona, I have Lenore. So we're going to rock the house today. It's going to be awesome. But right now, let's start off with some beautiful music from the continent. And we start off with this strong lady. I call her the Iron Lady. She's a woman. And that is the title of the track. She's a woman. That is what we're going to start of wit, and it's done by Wiela of Ghana, and right after that, Feminine Era, and this is a rap song done by Empress P from Sierra Leone, and Don't Say. Oh yes, this one is by Askante from La Guinea. But right now, she's a woman, and remember, it's International Women's Day. When I come back, we'll be talking to our guests here in the studio. But right now, enjoy the song Wiela of Ghana, and She's a Woman.
tell me never. Ooh. I'm the best and the vision is so clear. Tell me never, tell me never. Feminine ever, this is my era. Tell me never, tell me never. Ooh. I'm the best and the vision is so clear. Tell me never, tell me never. Feminine ever, this is my era.
Ever.
Call me Big Mama, M first female, B-I-G. I'm living my life free, T-I-P. I don't rap as a Ghana, L-I-B. I kill beats, movement of silence, R-I-P. T-M-C-E on the pinnacle, B-I-P. They stop with the first ludicrous, D-T-P. I'm a champ in the ring, Muhammad Ali. I'm on top of a matter with K-I-D. They be like, who's that girl? E-V-E. Cause I'm super duper fly, Missy E. I feed venom flows at the head of Medusa. That's why you see me walking Versace. It's my prime, now they follow me. All black, everything, B-E-T. With a pop, 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 naughty hood. Like many, we go drink till we are lucky. See, I still a rock with whiteies, clean like fan fan. Piari, momo, seke. Me flows the rum like raw, raw pepe. They kick game pan, then let now me born pele. Before you come against me, you get for talk sense. Cause the other name for empress, now not success. Cause the process for success, empress for impress. Never you doubt this, cause now me God bless. See, this female rapper so cold, I bring in the jacket. With this album, I fly like rocket. So many shows, plenty money in my pocket. It flows the past congents like switch and socket. Damn, shit is so interesting. I just kind of see them on my blessing. Empress, empress, I'm the best. Mic check, 1, 2, testing. I dare, I no gonna ever run away. Cause I always safe like Obama in briefcase. Feminine ever, I'm leading the race. Like Lex Bubble Man, haha. I got a big fear. I think fast, switch fast, quick fast, quick ass. My storage man, but my words last. I'm telling you, put money on me and triple your bet. Cause I'm triple the threat and I'm triple your bet. And if I drop this record, I'ma triple my fans. And my lyrics gon' hurt you like a bullet through your chest. A lot of folks keep arguing on who the best is. By the side, but they can't digest it. Paparazzi should be taking pictures off. But the fashion to the one, the rapper with the illest lyrics. Told you to watch me on my last record. I'm going platinum now, my bars well done. Steven, you're my level higher, no, no, can't measure. Eating up rap rappers now, my pleasure. I'm ruling female MCs, SF, Ghana, LRB. Down to Nigeria, let us bitches hear me. Blast me more speakers, let them hear me. Cause I'm unleashed the monster, I need those niggas feeling me. I'm not there for the empress, I don't have that chief female jetly. I big got to sit on for the industry, I got a front for the alpha, I pull up in the hook, see crap on me. Female rappers bow to me, now this feminine era, I'm not the boss, no one for bow to me. All of my enemies in the rear, heading on me, but I really don't care. Now the empress, get out of here, so give me the throne, sit on that chair. I've got a dream, my first album going platinum. So I give my best to stay on top, and I know they ever come down. Coming in a blind, can't you see? I'm floating and stop like mano. Feminine era bumping to your speaker, just wait for the next time on me. Ring so day, baby, huh?
Don't Say, the sound of Ascante from the Republic of Guinea, and right before that, Feminine Era by Empress P of Sierra Leone, and She's a Woman by Wuyala of Ghana. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's International Women's Day, and African Beat celebrates the women. We pay respect to the women, we bow to the women, and somebody just said, on a day like this today, all our men should be worshipping the women.
I said that. The women are taking over and the men need to recognize.
And Ayen just said that, and she just made that bold confession out there. So Ayen, tell me, what do you think about International Women's Day? What is it about International Women's Day today?
Well, first of all, I wish it was more than just one day, because this is really special. We take a day to pause and reflect on the women in our personal lives, the women in, you know, the public space who have done so much for us, for our communities. On this particular day, it's basically my mom's second birthday. I celebrate her today because of the role she has played in my life. I love today.
Fiona?
I think it's about time that women are recognized. And just like Ayen says, it shouldn't be really one day, because at the end of the day, we are the backbone of this country, of
yes,
the nation.
We are.
You know, we hold everything. We are the primary decision makers. However, we are not recognized for our efforts. At the end of the day, we make the decisions and you take all the credit.
Lino?
Well, I agree with everything that they said. And I think International Women's Day, in a general sense, we can agree, it's really to reflect on progress made when it comes to the rights of women and girls around the world. But also, where do we stand and what is remaining in terms of moving the agenda forward? So it's really a good day to reflect, but it's also a day to celebrate achievements that have been accomplished. And really, every day should be International Women's Day.
Oh my goodness. Did I create a problem for myself on this show? But you know, it is true. It is true. And I agree with you guys. Women should be celebrated. And so that is why you guys are here today. So we're going to talk more about that. But let's take a piece of music now. And this one is called Prove Your Love. And Prove Your Love is done by a Liberian lady that is based in Ghana right now. And she's a wonderful singer. And she just titled this song, Prove Your Love. I don't know if she was talking to the guys there to prove their love to her. But the song is Prove Your Love. So let's enjoy it. And when we come back, we continue.
The latest of Ferrari and all the designers from China. When you were marrying me, my boy, you were telling me to buy. You were drama for my mind and my pa. Boy, you got to prove your love. Freak other people dirty, but first you gotta make an offer. I tell you 48 can hold. Now I've got you in love and you want me for you. So play a role and let me be your only true. You might carry me to buy. You might buy my Ferrari. You might pay my tire. If you say you want to marry me, you might carry me China. Buy me to sign up.
There's nothing compared to the way I feel. Like me would carry you to Dubai. I would buy a Versace. Spend my money Bugatti. Baby, anything you want, I'll pay. Pay up a bit when I die, I will pay. Lapa for the Oma, air condition for the crate. Dropping figures, so I plug in you the goal. She dribble like defender and the keep up my pole. When she ready, she must score.
Together.
wonderful song there, Prove Your Love, the sound of Baro from the Republic of Liberia, who is currently based in Ghana. Today is International Women's Day, and the African Beat celebrates our women. Whether it is locally, nationally, or internationally, we celebrate all of them. So, now, I just want us to look quickly at how the world can look at promoting young girls in education instead of our parents or our people giving them into early marriages. Let them grow up to become women and be celebrated. Leonard, let me start off with you.
How can we promote education among young girls? I think that when you look at where we are now, internationally, there is a movement around education for young girls. There's more that is being done in terms of awareness, financing, providing scholarship. And even when you look at how young women are being empowered to choose a field of work, we talk about STEM today. A lot of young women now are embracing STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So you see that young women are really, really getting exposure to knowing that they are not limited. They can do anything they want. They have the power, they have the intelligence, and they can get the knowledge and go as far as they can. So I think on an international level, when you look at the landscape, yes, a lot is being done, but when you go locally, by communities, by countries, I think that as we are all Africans here, I will speak to that. I think that governments need to do more. That sounds a bit of a cliche statement, but there is really a need to improve in scholarship funding for education for young girls, and also giving the right tools and even resources. You know, there are some young girls today who cannot go to class because they have the menstrual cycle. I'm sorry to say that, but it's a reality. Some girls don't have access to pads, so when it's that time of the month, they have to stay home because there is no appropriate toilet for them to change, or the boys will make fun of them. And so there are different, so many things at so many levels that still need to be reinforced.
Fiona, let me hear you on this stuff.
Yeah. Again, not everything that my sister has said is true. And yes, the campaigning, the empowerment campaign has been run. It is doing well. However, speaking as somebody who's from the Ugandan community, and I speak for all the African community and everywhere else, I know that the systems have not yet been placed the way we would like to see every girl. Yes, the enrollment levels are high. They're higher right there. But then the retainers level are still really wanting. I, for one, I'm very passionate about girls' education and their stay in school. So I come from a district which is the number one. We are always the best in school dropout. And I say that with sadness, because every time we go to the... every time the...
When you look at the statistics,
the statistics.
Yes.
Every time the statistics come up, we don't look for the highest in, you know, we always go at the lowest because that's how badly we are performing. And me and my group of colleagues, we came together and tried to change the narrative, you know. And we have an organization which we use performing arts, and we try to pull together these girls and not only help them to speak up in the community, you know, through music, dance and drama, you know, it helps them to be strong and to but also create awareness about not only the sexual reproductive, you know, bodies, but also to teach the boys around them that if I am in my periods, it is part of me, you know, it is part of my growing up. You don't have to laugh at me. So yes, all I want to say that the trends are there, but not the pace is not as much as we would love to see.
Yes, I am excited for the fact that you talked about using performing arts, you know, music, drama, and all this stuff. We'll come to that. But let me just hear Ayen on this part of education.
I just want to go back to what Lenore said about financing, because I think that is the single
greatest issue of our time right now when we talk about getting girls into school, because the reality is, on the continent, education isn't free. Families have to figure out how to pay for school fees. And when you have families who don't make a lot of money, they often have to choose what child are they going to send to school. And that child is often the boy. I think that young girls do want to go to school, and the stigma around the STEM field, that's starting to break down. I think that a lot of them want to go into science, technology, engineering, and math. But the problem is they don't have the money to do that. Their families don't have the money to do that. And so, Lenore said that governments need to do more. And I know that that has been said a lot, but it's important that governments look at new ways to find ways to pay for education. I believe that education should be free. Obviously, it can't be free because you have to pay the teachers, and if there's food, and they have to pay for the food. But I think that governments, together with NGOs, can figure out a way to get more girls in school, because they are encouraged to go to school. It's already there. It's just making sure that they can afford it.
All right. Okay. We'll come back to that. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And these ladies are pumping me up. But, you know, when you talked about free education, getting the girls into school, you know, one thing is that, like, in my country, it has been a long time that we've been advocating for this. And the current government that we have has declared free education from primary school up to secondary. And in the next few years, it's going to go through the universities. So, and now the complaint that they're having is that the schools are getting overcrowded. Mm. So
that's a good problem, is it? That's a good problem.
It goes back to the system.
You expand, yes. Yeah.
You know, so they're finding ways now to open up more schools.
Good, yes.
You know, so that they can build up on that. All right, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Now let's take a piece of music. Remember, we're interspersing the music with our discussion. We're bringing in those discussions because this is a great day today, and we want to honor the women. And so, On Fait Comme Ça is the next song. And Lenore is here. Lenore is from Francophone. So, On Fait Comme Ça.
This is how we do it.
Oh, is that what that means? I like it.
Yeah, On Fait Comme Ça is done for us by Adele Clarice. Adele Clarice is a young Cameroonian artist. She's very, very talented. She's based here right now in the United States of America. I first saw her when she came in from Cameroon at the Panafest in Silver Spring, where she performed. And I looked at her and said, this girl will go places. And today, she is huge. And so let's enjoy this song, On Fait Comme Ça, the sound of Adele Clarice from Cameroon.
Put it on you. Be like the way me put it on you. You like the way me put it on you. Me like the way me put this thing on you. You like the way me do the dirty one. You like the way me put it on you. Me like the way me put this thing on you. So baby, push it, push it, don't say, break it down to the floor, da 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 da. The way you put it on me, I swear to God, you didn't make it my back alone. Fait comme ça, fait comme ça. Get down, get down. Said I like the way you're getting on the place. Would you get down, get down? I like the way I'm walking. See, I swear to God. I like the way I'm walking. See, I swear to God. So if you come see my mama, I go show you the matter. And if you give it to me, I go give it to you. Say not trade it by my butt. Show you the matter, and if you give it to me, I will give it to you. Say not ready, baba bata. Baby, push it, push it, don't say, break it down to the floor, da 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 da. The way you put it on me, I swear to God, you didn't make it my bungalow. Fait comme ça, fait comme ça, fait comme ça, fait comme ça.
Beautiful music, lovely beat from this wonderful artist, Adele Clarice from Cameroon, and the song was Onfait Comme Ça. This is the African beat on the Voice of America. We're celebrating International Women's Day, and that is why we're bringing in these discussions into the music program. So now, I want to come to the entertainment sector, because we have women in entertainment. We have women that are doing music, women that are doing films, women that are doing everything. But in this entertainment, sometimes when a child is growing up in Africa, especially in Africa, and they tell their parents, oh, I want to be an actor, I want to be a musician, the first thing they will tell you, if they don't tell you with a slap, it will be with a cane. To tell you to just keep your mouth shut and go study to become a doctor or a lawyer or, you know, or an engineer or something, you know. But how do you think girls or women in these categories can also be considered for higher positions? How can other girls look up to them as good examples?
I think one of the things you talk about looking up as good example, mentoring is definitely very important, because I think Hollywood has been very successful in showing that it's not because you will embrace a career in entertainment that you are dumb or you can do better. When you look at actresses, many of the actresses...
Lupita Nyong'o graduated from Yale.
Exactly, Yale. Yeah. And the one who does... well, there are so many of them. Harvard, Yale, you know, they have master's degrees and everything. But you have to be... Sometimes I say you really have to be smart and slick to be an actor. You know why? Because you have to remember those lines. And not everybody can do that. It takes talent and it takes more. So I think one of the ways is definitely mentoring and encouraging these girls that if you embrace this career, it doesn't mean that you have to neglect your education.
That was what I was going to come to, that some of them think that looking at the pictures of the movies, all those beautiful dresses, you know, going to these wonderful cars, is just that. But they say, oh, if I do this, like, if I become a star, I can be in the movies and become a star. Or if I sing a song, I can become a star. And they don't care about education. So
many of them have a high degree to back it up.
Exactly. Right. Yes, Fiona. Fiona, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I want to give you a short story to bring it to you. When I was 10 years, we had a music show. So I was the lead singer, and then we had a show, and I was the star. So I went back home a little bit late, all excited. It was raining, ready to tell my parents how the show went. Of course I did. But then they brought up the stick and caned me. And that night they did not give me dinner. And
oh my God.
Yes. Because...
Why are we laughing? This is sad.
It's sad.
Of course. But then it just goes to show the kind of history where we are coming from, how our parents. But I must say, just like my sister here said, that the trends are changing. We are now looking at these great women, you know, just like you said, that all these people, just because you're in the entertainment business doesn't necessarily mean that you're dumb, you know. We have seen so many of them who have acquired an education. And going back to the organization that I'm leading, that's exactly what we are trying to show these parents, you know, that they are performing actually better now that they are part of this performing arts group.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Aya?
Well, you know, it's the same thing with the modeling industry. Like, for our community, we didn't know what modeling was. We were a bit afraid of it because we saw models would be naked a lot of times. And so we discouraged our young girls from pursuing the modeling industry. But then Alek Wek came on the scene and completely changed it for us. And we saw this young, intelligent, passionate woman who was so sure of herself that she shook the entire modeling industry. And that made us start thinking, what is the modeling industry? What is Hollywood? Because maybe it's not what we think it is. But I think it's up to the individual. If you have an individual like Alec Weck who is confident in herself, she not only does well for herself, but she sends a message to other young women that you don't have to change in order to be successful. But you do need to be intelligent. You need to know exactly who you are, and you need to be confident. If you don't have those three things, you most likely will not survive in Hollywood or in the modeling industry, because it's very competitive, and you have people who are constantly telling you that you're not beautiful enough, you're not smart enough.
You're not good enough for
you
this.
You have to prove them wrong.
Yes, yes. And also a very good support system, because this industry can swallow you and destroy you very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. We've seen it with so many people.
And so what would you tell the young girls that are listening to us right now about education, not just the stardom, but education? Just in just few lines.
For me, I tell young girls that, first of all, education, no matter what, at a certain age, I will tell her, depending on the age, I'll tell you, education is your first boyfriend. Yeah. Education is your husband first, before you think about any relationship or anything. Because you will see a lot of times that young women even can do very good at school, but once they reach that age where they start being interested in boys, then they get distracted. You have to stay focused. Yes.
Lenore, it's so funny, because I was just going to say, my advice is, fall in love with books before you fall in love with some boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
it's the same B as B. Books and boys.
Exactly.
but listen, the knowledge that you get from studying will never leave you. A man can leave you. A man can deceive you. But the knowledge that you get, that stays with you, and no one can take that away from you. And it makes you a much better person at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's very true. Education that actually brings you empowerment, because then you're not fearless. You're not, you can easily stand on any level with anybody else without fear. So, like everyone says, BB.
It's so true.
Boyfriend.
And so, yes. The African beat on the Voice of America, BB. Fall in love with books, that's the B, before you fall in love with boys. That's another B. So put that one aside and fall in love with this one. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So now we're going to take a song from Ethiopia. It is done for us by Dina Antene. And this song is Yehune Neger. Yehune Neger, It Has Already Happened.
What happened?
It has already happened. Okay, let's enjoy the song. We'll be right back. Care. Beautiful music by this wonderful lady, Lina Entene from Ethiopia. You are listening to the African Beat on The Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here in Washington. Remember to join us Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC right after the international news. And today I have Lenore, Fiona, and Ayen as my studio guests. They're all my colleagues, and you know, we all having a wonderful time right here on the show. Guys, are you enjoying the show?
Absolutely.
And thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being here today. So now let's say, what are the challenges?
Oh, my goodness. How much time do you have?
How much time? No, seriously.
Okay, let's break it down. Just cut it short.
Okay.
I know there are so many challenges.
I think as human beings, one of the basic needs we have is to eat, to survive, right? And statistics show that the majority of the world's food supply is produced by women. Half of the population of the world is women, at least half. But when it comes to land ownership, only 20% of women own land. And it's a problem among women's farmers to be land owner. And it's not just in the farming industry. You see in many instances where women cannot own land properties because they need coverage from their husband, or the in-laws come and take away the properties. I mean, just systemic issues that keep women at the bottom when it comes to being land owners. There are also still women, you know, I'm a health reporter. Of course, women are still dying while giving birth in the 21st century. It's you cannot explain this. It just doesn't make sense, but it's a reality. And a lot of it has to do with economics and financing and health system. It goes back to, you know, developing countries versus the developed world. So there are so many issues, but I'll let my sisters talk about some of them as well.
Yeah, I
think women are movers. Women are more of doers, right? We move the world. But then, even as that is the case, we are still the most underutilized resource on this planet. Look at how many women we have who are strong and what they have come up with. Give something to a woman. She will do it with passion. And, you know, everything that is done with passion, you know, it will be created to the maximum.
Wow. Ayen?
Wow. Okay, both of those are such good points. I'm like,
I know, right?
Listen, I'm just going to be completely personal here. I think for me, my biggest challenge is getting respect from my colleagues as I move through the world, you know, meeting strangers and seeing them, me, not just as a Black woman, but as an African woman. And wanting to be respected as they would respect, you know, any other man, but realizing that because I am a woman and because I am Black, I'm deemed less respectable for some reason. That's something that really bothers me, because I want to be seen as a credible contributor to society. And I feel like I'm constantly in this space where I have to prove that I am smart enough. I have to prove that I'm capable enough. And I get really tired of fighting that fight. And so I think that if there is a way that, if you know, especially the men who are listening to this right now, if you could just respect women as you respect men, that would go a really long way in the way that we move around the world. Yeah. And that might give little girls more confidence to go into the STEM field or the modeling field or whatever. But it's just that respect is something that's really important to me, and something that is not given to me as much as it is given to men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like that you bring it up. I'm sorry, I had to budge in real there. Because since you get personal, it's actually, I think, every woman's personal struggle, you know, that the fight that we to fight to show that we are not just about our sexuality, you know, that we also have the heads. When you're walking along the street, somebody will not only look at how many, you know, how intelligent you are, but how you're built, you know, they will look at you and they'll see a wife. You know, a mother, a cook in the kitchen.
Well, they could see an engineer or a doctor.
How about, you know, somebody, a producer, you know, an engineer, a show host, you know? You have to lead all every time. You have to show. You have to do two times. maybe five times more than what the man has to put in, mm-hmm, just to prove I can do this, I can be here.
Wow. And
I'm, yeah.
And when Ayen talks about respect, it's at so many levels. Yeah. You know, I can talk about sexual harassment. I can tell you how many times when I was, running my business as a consultant, how many times I had to turn down contracts because somebody wants to take you to dinner, you know. So sexual harassment is a problem. Mm-hmm. Equal pay for equal work. I mean, there are so many issues.
So much, yeah.
Respect system in the system, respect in policies, not only in behaviors, but sometimes the entire system is just keeping women down. So I think there are so many things we can talk about, but I want to mention one thing that maybe my sisters will disagree, will not really like. I may not be popular on this one. I also think that women need to be more supportive of one another.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I can't even tell you how many times I met a woman. She doesn't know me from A to Z. I come with my smile, hi, and she just is very rude to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sister, I don't know you. I'm just saying hello.
Right. So, we need to have each other's back.
Yeah,
again.
So, I mean, sometimes I say, I'm not a feminist, I'm a woman's right advocate. Because I can tell you how many times I had my share of hatred from my sisters.
Welcome,
I don't know.
Welcome.
I'm not saying I'm innocent, I'm just saying.
Welcome to the world, my dear. Welcome to the world. And I tell you, even us men, that is affecting us. Sometimes, even here at work, you come in, you are happy, you are excited. Where we come from, we greet everybody we meet, even on the streets, we want to greet. And when you come, you pass somebody in an office and you say hello and they don't even look at you.
That might be me. I'm not a morning person, so if you greeted me and I didn't say hi, it's because I was tired.
Okay,
I was
so now
sleeping.
What's up to you in the afternoon?
All right, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Well, today is special, and we're going to make it just special with these three wonderful ladies here. When we come back, we're going to play some music. When we come back, they'll give us their final word before they leave. But right now, we're going to 13-year-old Kenyan prodigy, Amani, and she is doing a song called Sita Sahau. Sita Sahau.
I won't forget.
I will not forget. Yeah. I said it right. So you see, you got the interpretation right. I will not forget. City Sahau, I Will Not Forget by the Tinia Olamani G, who is now one of the biggest names in Kenyan entertainment. And I tell you, she's a straight A student in school.
Wow.
Her father is a musician. In fact, she just got the principal's award in Kenya.
That's fantastic.
Because I keep following her. All right, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington, and my guests, Lenore, Fiona, and Ayen, all wonderful women talking to me today on International Women's Day. So what would you like to leave with your audience before we go?
For me, it's I just wish a very wonderful celebration to all women and men on International Women's Day. But a special shout out, my love goes to women with disability, because sometimes they are very often they are the voiceless ones. And I really hope that we take the time to celebrate a woman with disability this year. If you see someone or you know of someone, think about her, reach out and say, I love you. Happy day, you know.
Fiona?
For me, what I want to say is that this is the time, our time as women, you know, it is our time to celebrate it, but not to also forget the men in our lives who are taking the mantle, you know, who are empowering our women. And on that note, on a personal note, I would like to shout out to my father, wherever he is resting, for empowering me, empowering us, the girls, and telling us that, hey, listen, just because you are a woman, you're no less than a man. In any case, you are stronger than the men that you see out there. Don't be scared. So I will always respect the men like my father who empowered us, the girls.
Mm-hmm. Ayen?
That was good.
I know, right?
Just for International Women's Day and just for every day in general, I just want to encourage listeners to celebrate the work of women. So, for example, if there's a female journalist out there who does really great stuff, I want to encourage your listeners to reach out to her and say, thank you for doing this story. I learned from it. But I just want to encourage people to be just a little bit more intentional about complimenting women for our work and for our contributions to society. I think often we don't often enough hear, a thank you or a good job. We don't hear that enough. So I just want to encourage your listeners out there, if there's a woman in their lives who is doing great work, say it. Make it known, because I guarantee you that woman does not hear it enough.
Ayen, wow. You're doing great.
you're both doing great.
And you're both doing wonderfully well.
And
David, we love you. You are a man. We still love you.
And I love you guys too. You guys are just awesome. And it's so great to walk around with you guys, you know. And I'm one person that always try to watch and look at what my colleagues are doing. Lynette can attest to that. She does not even know that sometimes I watch her and I listen to her, and I'll come, I saw your show yesterday. You were great. I will go to Esther. That dress that you put on yesterday, it was marvelous. You know, you were great on the show. You know,
yeah.
And so, yes, as men, and we need to encourage the woman. I tell my wife all the time how beautiful she is. I tell her when she get off work, how was work today? You know, I stand proud to tell people how good a nurse she is.
Mm.
You know, I always feel proud to do that. You know, so once again, I want to thank you guys. You've made the show today an extraordinary one. You know, and I'm sure those who will listen to it will be amazed that we have such wonderful women who will come into the African Beat and give it a different flavor. And you know, you said something about people with women with disabilities. I just want to tell women with disabilities around the world that we love you guys, we're thinking of you, and especially those in my country that went through the war, mm-hmm. that were disabled through the war. I want you to know that we love you, and we're still thinking about you, and we will never forget you, okay? We'll never forget you. And so with that, I want to thank you all for listening to us today. It was a great pleasure having us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And so we will now leave you with this song. It's by one of the great legends of our time. She came long before us, but she was in our time. And that is the great Miriam Makeba from South Africa. The song is Malaika, and she said, this is a Tanzanian song. Malaika, Nakupenda Malaika. I love you, my angel. I love you, and I want to marry. And so with that, I want to thank you all very much as we enjoy this legendary voice of the great Miriam Makeba. She's gone, but her voice still remains. Till then, I am David Van here in Washington, bidding you all so long and a very happy International Women's Day to every woman on this earth.
This is VOA News.